in the day with a laugh.
This is Billy's joke.
Ah, Jimmy boy. I just heard the astronauts have left Earth on Sunday. That's a bloody good choice, isn't it?
Oh, no.
That's not bad.
Bill.
It's not a great spot to be at the minute with things going on overseas, Jim, and COVID.
Bill, that is unacceptable.
All right, then. I've got a joke.
Yeah, right, good.
Why couldn't Stevie Wonder see his mates? Jim?
Why?
Because he's got a new girlfriend.
Come on.
Mate, she wouldn't let him see it.
No, Bill, I understand the joke.
You know what they're like when you get a new girlfriend?
No, that's it, Bill. Yeah, they tend to quarantine you a bit. I get it, Bill. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Oh, Jim, I can't believe it. I just read an article about the dangers of heavy drinking, and it scared the life out of me. So that's it. After today, Jim, no more reading.
Oh, goodness. The only thing that joke's got going for it is its relevance. Because in lockdown, a few people have been doing a bit of that. Topical. Well, myself included.
You know where I got
but
that?
There's nothing humorous about it.
I got out of the Herald Sun today.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What about this, Jim? Yesterday, my neighbour with big boobs is outside gardening topless again, Jim.
What?
I just wish his wife would come out too.
Bill, come on, Bill.
Chesticles.
No.
Well, Jim, I like to travel the world with my jokes. I'm very multicultural, okay?
No. Right.
So I got one here. What do you call an Amish person with his hand down a horse's throat?
What?
A mechanic. He's a mechanic, Jim, because they only got horse and cart, Jim.
No.
What do you give a sick lemon, Jim?
What?
Lemonade.
Oh, no. That's like one of those bad Christmas ones.
A bonbon, yeah.
Out of your cracker.
All right. That was a little entree. Now, Paddy is sitting at the bar, Jim, and the barman says to Paddy, "Your glass is empty. Fancy another one." Paddy looks at him and says, "Why the f*** would I want two empty glasses?"
No. That's as bad as the first one.
Just looking through here, Jim. Every week. I know. It sneaks up on me, and it's because it's like a Monday.
You've had three days. Tuesday. So it's Tuesday, yeah.
I said it's like a Monday, you flog.
Come on.
Just talk. You two have a chat.
Bill, you just must tell a joke. Now's the time.
Well, I'm not ready. Have a listen to it.
What's your joke? The horse wears horseshoes?
No, not that one. Hang on. I'm still trying to find one because it's... Colonel, I thought of that while eating popcorn. Oh, no, right.
Right, here we go.
I can give you 15 seconds of when you forgot who the first Prime Minister was on the Sunday footy show.
Run with that. That was good.
Billy, you mentioned Australian history. Let me just throw one at you. Australia's very first Prime Minister?
It was Menzies.
Oh,
I'll tell you. Hang on.
Sir Edmund Barton.
Edward Barton.
Edward Barton.
Edward Barton.
Hang on.
Yeah, you're still not ready, even though we played that. All right, well, maybe the joke from Sweden. I don't know. But it might be that we get one to come down the tube from the Northern Hemisphere. They've been doing it tough over there in Sweden. They've gone about the coronavirus lockdown differently.
I'm nearly there.
So we might have a joke coming from Sweden. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Still not ready.
Oh, no. What else have I got?
Cannot pad for any longer.
Hang on. I'm trying. Here's a very amusing one, Jim. Oh, no. A husband calls his doctor, Jim, finally got one, and says, "My wife is going into labour. What should I do?" The doctor says, "Is this her first child?" "No, it's a bloody husband called him."
Oh, no.
Maybe we should have kept padding.
No, Bill.
Jimmy boy, I know a guy who has a little dick. And sounds like an owl. Say it, Jim. I know a bloke who's got a little dick and sounds like an owl.
So you're wanting me to say it.
Say it. Go on.
What am I saying?
Right? Jim.
Who?
Oh, there it is.
What about that?
Jim.
What? To go with that?
Well, it's a good little joke.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's really poor.
Because you went, who?
No, well, I actually didn't. You had to tell me to do it. I didn't know where the hell you were going.
All right, what do ducks get addicted to?
What?
Quack. One day a young weasel went to the bar, Jim.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine a weasel looking? The bartender looked up to him and says, "Are you underage? I can't serve you a beer." The weasel says, "What can I have?" The bartender said, "I have bottled water, juice, energy drinks, and pop." "Pop," goes the weasel.
Oh, God. My God.
Have some of that, Nina and Pasadena.
Thanks for coming on.
You know, that's
the shortest purchase of a spot ever in radio history. Yeah. One day.
A quick joke, Jim, because it's been a long, long podcast and a very good one today, actually.
No,
I loved
it. About it.
30 seconds.
I said to this girl, Jim, the other day, "Do you like Dick Tracy?" She said, "Yes, but it's Sharon."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What?
That's... Oh, come on.
Oh, Jim. What did the drummer name his twin daughters?
What?
And a one and a two.
Oh, my God. No, you can't do that on a Monday. Like, people are tuning in.
Jim, Anna, one and a two.
No, Bill. No.
Jim.
Yes?
What's green, fuzzy, and will kill you if it falls out of a tree?
What?
A pool table.
Oh. Oh, no. Bill, these people have come on board. Brett and Matt. They just want something.
Is that one of those real weird jokes where you just go, where does that come from?
That was a real bad joke that you think you've got to be able to do better than that.
Are we on? My mate spent 5 years in jail, Jim, for something he didn't do.
Right.
He didn't run.
Oh, my God.
That's not bad.
No, no.
Come on.
Don't you like that?
No.
See, that's quite good.
No, it isn't.
All right. I brought my daughter a fridge for her birthday, Jim.
Yep.
I can't wait to see her face light up when she opens it.
No. Can't even deliver it. Like, it's a repeated joke and he can't even get
it
right.
It's not repeated. I made that
you
up.
You said it out in the office like 40 minutes
and
ago.
And I got a laugh from you and Ethan and Onion.
No, you didn't.
Okay, here we go. A buddy and his wife, Edna, Jim, went to the state fair every year. They loved it every single year.
Yes.
And every year Edna would say, "Buddy, I'd like to ride in the helicopter." Buddy always replied, "I know, honey, but that helicopter ride is $50. And $50 is $50. 1 year, Buddy and Edna went to the fair again, and Edna said, "Buddy, I'm 85 years of age, and I don't ride that helicopter soon. I might never get another chance." To which Buddy, of course, said, "Jim, Edna, that helicopter ride is $50, and $50 is $50. The pilot overheard this, the old couple talking. He said, "Folks, I'll make a deal with you. I'll take you both for a ride in the chopper. If you can stay quiet for the entire ride and not say a word, I won't charge you a penny. But if you say one word, it's $50.
Right.
Buddy and Edna agreed. And so up they went in the chopper, Jim.
Yes.
The pilot did all kinds of fancy manoeuvres, but not a word was heard in the back. He did his daredevil tricks over and over again, but still not a word, Jim. When they landed, the pilot turned to Edna and said, "By golly, I did everything I could to get you to yell out, to make a sound, but you didn't. I'm very impressed." Edna replied, "Jim, well, to tell you the truth, I almost said something when Buddy fell out, but you know, $50 is $50.
Oh, my God. What is
that? That's not bad. It's a longish, nice little gag.
Yeah.
I still remember last year it was Christmas time, Jim, and I asked Mum and Dad for a watch. So they let me.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is just sad. It's just sad the jokes have got to there.
They let me watch, Jim.
Yeah, no, thank you, Bill. Yeah, no, that's it. Real inappropriate and sort of unfunny.
And why would you want to?
Yeah.
Well, just intrigue.
Reckon.
Curiosity.
Yeah, right, good one.
All righto, Jim, a stuttering. friend of my Jim. He died in prison the other day.
Yes.
He didn't even finish his sentence.
Oh, my God. What the hell? Not bad. No, don't you repeat it, Pat. We got it. We got it. And not bad.
Here we go, Jimmy. I couldn't help but overhear two guys. I was down the pub last night, Jim.
Oh, there's a surprise. Yeah.
TABs are back open too, the ATMs in the pubs, which is nice. Two young blokes, Jim, were having a chat at the table, and I was just there at the drip tray. And one of the guys said to his buddy, "Man, you look tired." He said, "Oh, you won't believe it. I'm exhausted. My girlfriend and I have sex all the time. She's after me 3 or 4 times a day, Jim. I just don't know what to do." And just down near me, Jim, was an old bloke, about 80, just sitting on his stool having a little 7.
Yes.
And he looked over to the two young men. He said, "I know what you should do. Marry her. That'll stop it."
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just that'll stop
just,
it.
Just when we get tickled that they might be getting better. On a Tuesday, you just drag us straight back down to ground zero.
No, that's quite good.
To joke zero.
What is green, Jim? What is green and smells like bananas?
What?
Gorilla spew.
Oh, no. That's crap. That's like a 4-year-old's sort of joke.
It's a dad joke.
It's like a kid's joke.
I told this one, I think, the other day off air, but the people on here will really like it.
Mm.
Bob has 70 candy bars. He eats 42 of them and stops eating. What does Bob have now?
What?
Diabetes.
Oh, no. Oh, come on.
Stop eating the candy bar. No. Come on, Bob. You're too fat. Just to finish it off.
Righto.
I went to bed with a blind girl the other night, Jim.
Oh, no.
And she said, "I have the biggest doodle she's ever felt." I said, "You're pulling me leg."
Oh, no. Come on, Bob. That is unacceptably poor. We can't finish on that note.
Jim, she was pulling my leg.
No, thank you, Bill. I don't actually understand the joke.
I got a couple here. I got one for our ladies out there, Jim, our female listeners. Right. And we've got a lot of them, and they love the show.
They do.
And they know it's a bit risque at times.
Right.
What do you call the useless piece of skin around the penis, Jim?
What?
A man.
No! Yeah! Oh, there we are, Bill. Nice one for the
girls will
family members.
That, Jim.
Yes.
Exactly.
Chortle.
A chortle. What is a chortle?
Just a chuckle.
Righto.
Yep, there we are.
Oh, good. Nice. Oh, I got another one for you here, Jim.
All right.
We've got two
look
for this.
Look how happy he is. Yeah, look at the smile on his face.
You can be a bit loose. That's why.
A family were driving behind a garbage truck, Jim.
Yes.
And a dildo flies out of the back of the garbage truck.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah. And thumps against the windscreen.
Oh, yes.
The son in the back seat says, wow. No. Just wondered.
Oh, no. Uh-huh. No.
You might have cooked it.
Just slaughtered the telling of that one. Yeah. So do you want to start again?
A family were driving behind a garbage truck, Jim.
Yes.
And a dildo flies out of the back of the garbage truck and hits the family driving. Oh, hang on.
Oh, no.
We'll just read it.
How is it possible for it to be told this badly? All right, let's go for a third helping.
Jim.
No, it's not that hard a joke to tell.
Here's another one, and let's see how we go.
He's starting these thinking we're going to edit the previous two attempts.
No, we're not. We're not. We are.
Right, let's go.
A family were driving behind a garbage truck, Jim, when a dildo flies out and thumps against the windscreen.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Embarrassed. And to spare her young son's innocent.
Yes.
Very good. The mum turns around and says, "Don't worry, dear. That was just an insect."
Right.
"Wow," said the young boy. "I'm surprised it could get off the ground with a dick like that."
Oh, oh no.
He thought it was
just got there eventually. Just 3 attempts, but eventually you got it out.
It's hard to read.
Not really is, no.
It's very
pretty
small.
Simple one.
Most
that.
People learn it about 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you know what it was?
Yes.
The windscreen?